This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's move over into the Hot Topics segment. Excited to have with me the new president of Lenders One, Brian Simon. It's good to have you here.
Perfect. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's a real honor. And for those that don't know who you are in the industry, you're a high-profile guy, but let our audience know, get a little bit of your background and your journey to this place where you're at now.
Sure. I'll give you the condensed version real quick. So I had been starting back to early 2000s. I was the CEO of Freedom Mortgage and helped build that business.
Okay, yeah.
So about 8 years was there.
Yeah.
Then went on to lead Caliber as their CEO.
Right.
And then came back to Philadelphia, which is home, to be the CEO at New Penn Financial.
Oh, really?
And then
buddy Jerry.
Exactly. Jerry's great, and he's got his new business, and we're friends. And after 3 years there, I had a desire to do something a little different and leave the mortgage business. And we always say we want to leave, and no one can leave. And so I had a chance to partner up with someone and start a hedge fund in the litigation funding space.
Oh, wow.
Did that for a couple of years. And
that's a different journey.
Different, but still in specialty finance, manufacturing process, not terribly different.
Yeah.
But I missed mortgage, and I wanted to come back, and I had a desire to do something a little different than helping to run an originator. And I had conversations with Bill Shepro about coming on board, his team at Altisource previously. So I reached out to him and the timing worked out, and here I am, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, we're excited to have you here, and I think last time when we were talking in the reception, you brought some really interesting things to light that I think our listeners need to know about, those who are L1 members or thinking about becoming L1 members or wanting to come back as L1 members. And so one of the things I think would be good for us to say, there was a concern when Michael left and Matt left, and there was a little, what's going on, where is it at? Talk about the disruption during that period and the leadership you're bringing, and I'm going to get into Altisource and the value of the value behind the whole Lenders One platform.
I'm happy to do it. I think that the whole Altisource is a big part of that story. But I only met Michael and Steve once. They were great guys. Once I took the job, my second day, I flew to Fort Worth and we had dinner and spent the day together. And they were great, and I'm not entirely certain what their motivations were, but they seem happy. And actually, Michael obviously is still a big fan of Lenders One. He's here now helping to run one of the member companies.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think
they're all still part of the family.
He's been supportive.
I talked to him in the lobby. He's really fired up.
He's very fired up.
Yeah,
people just need a change.
I think so.
And I think what makes me uniquely situated to do this job is that aside from, I've been a mortgage lender my whole life, and I've helped to build and run a bunch of three of the most successful non-bank lenders in the country that are still growing and thriving today. I've been in and around the co-op for a long time. So we were members at Caliber. We were members and investors at New Penn. I know Scott and Tim and Barry. So I've been around this group a long time. I know many of the investors and providers. I know a lot of the members, friends, business partners, clients in the past.
Right.
So, I have a perspective, I think, that's unique in the sense that I've done what all of our members do. And I get it. And I've been on the Fannie and Freddie advisory boards. And so I've lived it. I've lived their challenges.
Right.
And I have a strong background and, a desire in the capital market space, which is, I think, what the co-op really needs.
Right.
And that's where the real economic value is going to come from. And, if you heard my talk this morning,
I did.
The things I focused on in particular are going to be bringing economic value in the form of, helping throughput, reducing cost to originate. Some of the things I heard some of your previous speakers talk about on the show today, so there's that, using technology to automate the process. But then first and foremost, I really think the real value, the biggest lever we can pull, is bringing real capital markets activity to the members.
What about capital markets activity? What do you see as far as the changes, disruption from, I've been participating in this industry for 45 years, and there has not been a lot other than the single security. And we see Beth Bilstein walking by there. We're waving to her. We're doing a live. Hi, Beth. So good to see you.
Hi, Dave.
Beth's retiring. We're so sad to see her go. Man. But let's talk about some of the trends going on in capital markets that you think we need to be thinking about.
Well, certainly from the perspective, and I'm just going to speak from the perspective now of leading the cooperative, because I think this group has a different set of challenges than, say, a large bank or a very, very large, independent. But this group, given where the vast majority of my constituency sits, is somewhat you know, constrained in their execution options, right?
Yeah.
Because it, most of the members are not large enough to go get a direct balance sheet
right.
bid. They're not large enough to deal directly with the large private equity firms or hedge fund buyers. So on their own, they're relegated to dealing with aggregators,
right?
And smaller, less competitive, you know, sort of private bids. And so where I think we can really add value is to help aggregate, not necessarily that we become the aggregator, but like I talked about the non-QM project we're working on today,
right.
we want to aggregate the manufacturing process. We want to standardize the process. We want to go in and make deals on behalf of the members with investors so they know that they're what they're going to get, the
right.
qualitative and quantitative nature of what they're going to get. And so I think particularly with things like non-QM is a perfect example because beyond, you know, sort of the economic value of it, like I mentioned this morning, we did it at New Penn. We were like the at the forefront of
right.
doing this. We created, we had the first non-agency rated security in forever, and we were experts in it, and it was still really hard to manufacture.
Do you think that was it because Lou Ranieri was involved? Did that help accelerate that? Because Lou was involved.
Yeah.
I know Jerry
Scott
so well, and I was so impressed when you guys landed him into
yeah.
the mix of that. Cause, is that what you're hoping to do here?
No. I think that you know, issuing the security was that was because of the nature of how our business was
right.
set up, and certainly because Lou and the other guys from ShellPoint were involved. They had so much expertise in that, probably more than anybody in the country.
Oh, yeah. With
the makeup
question.
Of that group. But I really learned a lot about the manufacturing process of the non-QM loan there. And what I saw was even a company like New Penn and ShellPoint that had very, very deep resources, not only in origination, but in capital markets and in risk management and in compliance, we struggled to get it right. And we were still
yeah.
afraid of ATR.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now look at all my members here at Lenders One, who none of them have those resources for this.
Exactly.
So we want to bring education about the product.
That's good.
We want to help mitigate loss and risk. And, you know, we've got some things, AltaSource has some products that can help with that, like the Castleline insurance product.
Right.
So what we want to do is bring all the knowledge and resource. And so that lets me tie in nicely sort of the AltaSource part of this story.
Yeah.
I can take a minute and
yeah,
say it.
Please.
You know, I don't think it's come through as strongly in the past as it needs to. You know, without AltaSource being a part of this, I probably wouldn't be here.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that, you know, we've got in AltaSource a parent and a partner, and I'm also,
right.
you know, an AltaSource executive. We've got a parent and a partner that has not only financial resources, but 6,500 employees around the globe,
yeah.
a technology
yeah.
organization,
yeah.
all these different distribution channels, expertise, really smart people who care.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
starting with
yeah.
Bill Shepard all
oh,
the
yeah.
way on down.
Yeah.
And so, you know, collectively, you know, our ability to bring leverage and education and product and backstop, you know, to the mid-tier mortgage lenders, the mid-sized mortgage lenders at L1 is unparalleled anywhere else. And so that's why I feel so strongly that
that's
this
good point.
Year we're
yeah.
going to have some really, really positive change in implementation.
Well, let's take a moment to talk about AltaSource. I mean, a lot of people, I don't know quite honestly that everyone knows what AltaSource's vision and mission is. Could you talk about that briefly?
So I've only been on for 3 weeks.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't want to speak for Bill.
Right.
We got
to get Bill on here
one
yeah.
point.
We'll get him on.
He may do that.
Yeah.
We can ask him while we have him in the States for a couple
yeah.
of days.
Yeah.
But I certainly know that the vision, what I can say confidently is the vision is to be the best at all the things we do.
Right.
We want to provide services at a fair price with top-notch service and help all of our partners, whether they're in Lenders One or they're clients of ours in another way, because, you know, AltaSource is a leader in working on servicing and default, and they have all
right.
these different businesses and auction and all other, you know, real estate-related products. We want to be the best at everything we do. And so we want to use technology, we want to use process, and we want to use expertise. And one thing I can tell you about the organization is I've been so I mean, I knew this because I knew so many of the people that were in the organization,
right.
but the talent of the staff, the level of people, and it's, you know, the scrutiny even that I had to go through of our process to onboard people and hire them and recruit them. We're looking for the best people. And that's all we really have in this business, right? We're not
right.
manufacturing
yeah.
cars,
yeah, that's right.
tractors. We're pushing money around.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
That's a really, really good point. Yeah, AltaSource is a great source, and I recommend that people just dial in. And they can go to the website, AltaSource, and it has a list of all the services
yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, Lenders One is a big part of it now, and we've got great leadership, and the two are tied together, and I think that's going to be more obvious. Andy, one of the things that really interests me, what Bill said in his background, had to do with his non-agency securitization experience. What questions come to mind for Brian that you might have for him?
Hey, Brian, it's great to have you on Licking on Lending. So I go back to I was with Bank of America in the 90s. We had a REIT, we had a REMIC, we had actually it was called BAMC. And so we were doing a lot of our own product back then. And but we were big. We were a $300 billion bank at the time. So bringing that kind of opportunity to the smaller lenders is a great idea. And you made a point just a minute ago that I thought was really interesting. You talked about being afraid of ATR in the QM world. And, mm-hmm, and just because something is QM doesn't mean that you abandon ATR. You just have a version of it that works in your QM product. So how does that fit in your strategy moving forward?
So, again, I want to qualify how I answer because we're still developing that product. But the idea being we're going to create through the non-QM. And you're right, by the way. You still have ATR in everything you create, but the bar is just different, right? There's a different set of risks. And
exactly.
For most of lenders, one who haven't really originated non-QM at scale, you know, and they're smaller, you know, the risk or the unknown, I guess I should say, of like what could happen if you get it wrong, you know, something you have to buy back or a penalty 5 years down the road is scary to a lot of people. So what we want to do is as a component of our offering is we're going to have education, first of all, about how to do it right.
Right.
We're going to assist in the manufacturing process. We're going to certify the loan by using probably an out-to-source-owned company, Trellix, which will do the underwriting.
Okay.
They'll certify the loan through Trellix, and then we'll use Castleline, which is another out-to-source product to insure the product. So when it comes out, we'll basically remove almost all the manufacturers, probably except for fraud, from the originator. So they won't have to worry about that. They'll have to focus on the things that they're generally really good at, which is finding and sourcing clients and getting them through, and let us handle the risk side of it.
Yeah,
that's really impressive. Andy? Is that a product for the Lender One user or the member?
Right, that will be a product. It'll be a proprietary product for Lenders One members. Another great reason that people should enjoy Lenders One.
That's exactly right. No, that's
exactly.
Exciting,
that's a true value proposition right there. That's great to hear. Thanks.
Yeah, that's good. Alice, I thought as Andy was talking about it and as Brian was beginning to get into it, I thought of your area, which is risk and management and all that, ATR, regulatory. Any questions for our guest?
Yes, it's really interesting. I mean, obviously the non-QM space is an area where a lot of people are looking to say, you know, there's a lot of borrowers out there who fit very well into that. So can you give us any tips on kind of the niche of the non-QM, right? So many non-QM investors pick an area where they're comfortable for, you know, either whether it's credit or whether it's LTVs or documentation standards. Can you let our listeners in a little bit on the way the products might look?
So you're not going to like this answer. I can't. And it's not because I don't want We simply haven't finalized sort of what that box is going to look like.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that I think it's going to be pretty well-rounded. I'm hopeful we'll be able to touch all those categories you mentioned in some different way. And, you know, maybe, David, that's a good one for us to revisit, like at secondary or something, because I should know
by then
in a month or so where we are. And I want to share it with everyone. So this is not me being obstinate at all.
No.
I just simply don't know, and I don't want to speak out of turn.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's a great question, though, Alice. We'll look forward to getting you back
on. If you knew the answer, Alice, that'd be great.
Alice is pretty sharp, but I think she's pretty quick for him. You don't have a ton of you guys at Union Home. She's the head of trading at Union Home.
Okay, sure.
You're not doing a lot of training, compliance, and everything. She does everything Bill doesn't want to do. what do you have? Are you doing a lot of non-QM type product, Alice, at Union Home?
We do have several suites of non-QM products that we are offering. Yes.
Okay. Good. Great. Well, got to get you as an L1 member then.
Yeah.
Got to get you guys into
Bill,
the boat.
Bill knows me well. Tell him I said hello.
Yeah.
You guys should be talking.
I will.
I don't know why they renamed the company Cosgrove Mortgage. Union Home. Everyone knows that it's Bill's company. Thanks so much. Alan, when it comes to technology, any questions you have for Brian that we can offer up?
Well, yes, 100 questions come to mind, but I'll just ask you one.
Great.
Obviously, we're in this, you know, this world of digital transformation. What you're doing there with non-QM sounds disruptive. And of course, the technology helps the manufacturing process to align with certain processes, which, of course, in the end, you can ensure, right? So I'll leave you with the question of if you can or can't talk about how technology plays a role in some of that, then that's good or bad. But separately, Just what do you have in plans for the cooperative and in technology, and really how all your lenders and vendors start working together better, more cohesively?
Sure. So I talked a little bit about in the keynote speech this morning, one of our main focuses is to bring our e-closing suite of products that we really introduced last year, but it hasn't really mainstreamed yet. That's a big focus for us. So we've got a private label, proprietary end-to-end full e-closing solution, eDocs, in partnership with DocMagic, and that's offered to the members. We've got almost 100 meetings set up for my guys in that department, and they're overwhelmed.
Wow.
But it's exciting. We want to make sure that we help. Hey, listen, banks, lenders, warehouse lenders, investors of all sorts now are expecting, I think, that once they start accepting eDocs, then they're going to expect them, because everyone wants to make their process easier.
That's true.
And especially for the lenders, one member, most of whom probably have a warehouse line with a mid-tier warehouse lender, you know, we know that a lot of these guys are upside down on their spreads, right? It's an inverted yield for them. So if your money costs you more than you're lending it out, you got to get it off your line as quickly as possible. So that's a really big focus for us. So we want to other across the industry now, across the life cycle of the loan, bring in other pieces of technology. So we're looking at, we don't currently have a partnership with a POS system. You know, so you've got the Blends or the Roostifies of the world. Right. So we're looking at those as well to help fit in with our other offerings. We'll have this e-closing solution. And then on the non-QM side, it's really bigger than that. On the capital market side, you know, we're hopeful to have some sort of a trading platform. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like yet. We have some options and some optionality there, but it's our plan to get there quickly. And from my perspective, I'll tell you a funny thing. So when I worked at Freedom, and Stan and I worked very closely together, he used to laugh at me all the time, because I told him, you know, 2005 or something, I said, this is my vision would be, we have clients on the left. I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I will.
Yeah.
Clients on the left, and executives on the right, and the computer in the middle doing all the work, right? Meaning, and I was being a little facetious, because of course we can't take all the human interaction out, but you know that if the more we can automate that process, the better it's going to be for everybody.
That's so true. Well, you hear the chimes in the background. We're getting the speed. It's called speed dating. We get everyone together. We start going around and getting the chance to meet everybody, and that's what this is about. Brian, thanks so much for taking a few minutes. Great keynote this morning. Get to know Lenders One. It's like a exciting new beginning with your leadership coming in here.
Thank
so I'm
you,
grateful to
I
have
really
you
appreciate
here.
It.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, everybody. We've got to wrap this up. I've got to get off and into the booth where we're going to be doing a talking with all the L1 members. And we're so excited to have our partnership here. Next week, we've got David Robin will be coming on as our guest next week. He's a president CEO of Wintrust Mortgage, and a very exciting conversation he and I had at the national conference, and we're going to be airing that, and it has to do with what's going on with everything that Marcia Davies is doing. We've got to run. I've got to get over to the booth. So good to have you with us, everyone. Special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, the Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, Velma, Knowledge Scoop, Vidyard. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
How many times have you been asked, what do you do? Too many to count. Most people answer with their job title, I'm a loan originator. Boring. Introducing yourself is an opportunity to communicate with story. Here are three steps to creating your story. 1. Invent a main character for the listener to play a part in the story. 2. Create an easy-to-follow series of events that pose a problem for the main character. And 3. Finish your story with a one-step description of what you do to solve the problem. When someone asks, "What do?" you could reply, "Imagine that you're a traveler in a foreign land, and what lies between you and your destination is a wilderness of quicksand, thorns, and overgrown trails. People can't brave the wilderness alone. To make it to the other side, you need a guide, and I am that guide. My team has the best track record of getting travelers through the wilderness without getting stuck in quicksand or lost." 3 steps to a simple story to answer one of the most common questions asked. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.
Of course, our newest sponsor is back. It's actually like bringing him back. You know, they go away like kids every once in a while, but they come back.
because this is a great place to advertise. We're thrilled to have Finastra back as an advertiser. Finastra's Fusion Mortgage Bot solution automatically addresses compliance issues while delivering enhanced borrower satisfaction and increased productivity. Greater market share. That's something we all could use a little bit more of. Most lenders are needing more market share. So check out Finastra, F-I-N-A-S-T-R-A, and Fusion Mortgage Bot product.